Every year at these high holy days, Jews all over the world read of the amazing trio who is able to keep away evil. They are Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, the stuff of Jewish legend. Who are these mighty high holy day heroes? Superheroes, if you will. What are their amazing superpowers? How did they come to be so famous and so powerful that they appear in every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur prayer book in the world? Today, we will learn their amazing story, the legend of Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. Once, a long time ago, there was a planet far, far away, the planet called Jutan. The king of the planet, Yisra'el, and his wife, Chesed, gave birth to three beautiful little triplets. The royal babies were named Kal-El, Shmuel, and El-Ohim. But soon after the babies were born, the planet Jutan came under attack. Yisra'el knew they would all have to escape. Luckily, everyone on the planets had spaceships and began packing their worldly goods. Yisra'el and Chesed packed up the babies in a special space basket. Yisra'el said to them, "Babies, we are heading to another planet. Don't worry, our people is meant to do good, and we will do that in another place that is more safe." Just then, there was a big explosion. Everyone on the planet of Jutan was able to get out in time on their family spaceships, but in all the confusion, the three babies ended up heading out in their own little space basket. And just about the time when they had finished up their bottles and they were getting really hungry and their diapers really needed to be changed, they arrived at a strange new planet, landing in a town in a place called Poland, at the home of a nice older couple.
What is that noise? Oh my goodness! Hava, there's a very strange looking basket with babies in it.
Oh my, Mendel! Where could they have come from? Who can they belong to? We need to take them inside. Maybe God has answered our prayers and we can keep them as our own.
Well, nobody seemed to be missing any babies. So Mendel and Hava were very happy to keep and raise the babies as their own children. Mendel and Hava did not, of course, know the babies' space names. So they gave them the Hebrew names, Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, sometimes called Tesh, Tef, and Sed for short. The babies grew up happily in their loving home, in their nice village. They never knew about their background or that they might secretly have special powers. But one year, that all changed. It was the very end of Yom Kippur, the time when the shofar is blown. And the triplets were on their way home for the yummy break the fast, when suddenly, and very unexpectedly, they received a visit from the shofar fairy. Tesh, Tef, and Zed, I am here to tell you that you are from a planet far, far away, and you have been born with special Jewish powers that are to be used to fight evil and bring goodness into the world. Teshuva, you have the power to make people change, to make the best they can be. Tefillah, you have an immense heart, and you spread the power of God's great care, love, and compassion. Tzedakah, you have the power to share with people until they have what they need. Remember, children, with great power comes great responsibility. Tesh, Tef, and Zed were amazed. They did not know what this meant for them. How could they use these powers? It did not take long for them to find out. One day at school, one of the children, Moisha, was being picked on. Moisha was a nice boy who was poor, and so his clothes were simple and didn't fit him well. A bully came up to him. Moisha, you are so lame. Look at your stupid clothes. This made Moisha very sad. Everyone looked on. They knew this was not nice at all, but they didn't know what to do. Everyone was scared of the bully. That is when Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah understood it was time for them to take action. They remembered what the shofar fairy told them. They needed to be wherever there was evil, wherever there was disrespect, wherever there was meanness, wherever there was someone in pain. They were a little nervous, but they knew they had to come to the rescue. Teshuvah flew around the bully. The bully spun and spun. Teshuvah made the bully realize he was being rude and mean, and he felt bad, and he stopped making fun of Moisha. Sorry. Tefillah brought love and care to Moisha. Moisha, don't feel bad and don't listen to those bad words. You're a wonderful person and everyone likes you. Tzedakah helped Moisha get what he and his family needed. He waved his paw, and when Moisha got home later that day, he discovered that a package of nice warm clothes and shoes and cereal boxes had been delivered to his house. Everyone cheered for the superheroes. Yay! And they flew off. Nobody knowing who they were.
Who were those masked creatures?
To this day, Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah can work their magic to fight against the bad and the sad. And that is how they ended up in every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur prayer book in the world. But the most amazing part is that they live inside each of us. Today, each of us carries our own superpowers. By being our best, helping others to be their best, by caring with our hearts, by sharing what we have with others in need. In this way, teshuvah, tefillah, and tzedakah can always keep saving our worlds.